All right, hey, it's Olympian Jonathan Edwards. Thanks for downloading and or subscribing to this free video series that I've put together for you. You know, this is coming from a big part of my book that's coming out in 2017 called An Athlete's Guide to Winning in Sports and Life, and the parent book that's going to follow up to it, which is A Parent's Guide to Raising Athletes Who Win in Sports and Life. And so, you know, this is something that's near and dear to my heart because I've been coaching now since 1992. So it's been a long time coaching athletes in a number of sports, in a variety of sports. And if you know about me, I'll give you a quick little background. If you know, or if you don't know, it doesn't hurt to remind. But I was an unlikely Olympian, like really. Both my parents were musicians. They both had their masters in voice. My mom was an opera singer. And I didn't really have any older brothers or sisters with which to kind of wrestle with and fight with and play sports with and kind of have as a role model. I didn't really get involved in sports till kind of a late age, grade 4 or 5 was when I really had an interest in sports, but I wasn't necessarily gifted. I was kind of chubby at those ages. I remember in fourth grade, literally getting beaten up after the sports day at Nash School in South Weymouth, Massachusetts. I remember getting my butt kicked in the potato sack race, and then literally getting my butt kicked afterwards by this kid named Mike, who consequently went to prison later, many years later, for a whole host of other things. But that's beside the point. What I want you to understand is that I was not a gifted athlete, but I became an Olympian in the sport of luge, which is probably one of the most complicated sports on the Olympic calendar. I also was a high school American in the sport of lacrosse and got good enough to be a recruit for Division I, Division II, Division III schools, a number of each. And so, but then I became a coach. And what was interesting to me about coaching is a very unique skill because, as you may know, there's great athletes that are horrible coaches. You know, the whole world of sports schools and summer camps is really built on, bringing in like college players who are, people may have seen on TV and really like and respect them. And so they bring them in to coach at the camp. And it's that point you realize maybe they weren't that great of a coach at all, because articulating what it is as an athlete to help another athlete rise up and be great, that's a really unique skill set. And personally, I've been around athletes who, were great athletes, won World Cup medals and played Division I in college and things like that. And they couldn't articulate their abilities in a way that I could improve my own. So as a coach, my responsibility to you, whether you're an athlete, a parent, or another coach, is to describe things in a way that you get it, that you understand it, and that you can improve upon it. And that's what this video is about. This is what my book is about. This is what my online courses are about. And what you're getting here is just a taste of that. And what I hope you'll do as you watch or listen to these videos or read over the next few days and is that you'll take the next step and you'll go further with me, and maybe you'll subscribe to one of my courses, or you'll hire me to speak to your club or something, whatever. But this is just the beginning, okay? So what I want to share with you today is I talked to you in the preview video before you signed up about three key abilities. And before I even want to share with you what the three key abilities are, I want to help you understand that an athlete only has two responsibilities. And that surprises a lot of athletes. Like, what do you mean? I'm running, I'm jumping, I'm working on all this stuff. It just seems a little more like two, a lot more than two. And the truth is that an athlete only has two responsibilities. One is to withstand challenges, and the other is to take advantage of opportunities. Okay? So withstand challenges and take advantage of opportunities, okay? So let's discuss this a little bit. So I'll share with you this. Challenges and opportunities happen both on the field of play and off the field of play, okay? So, and what I mean by field of play is like every sport, no matter what it is, has a field of play. You know, an ice hockey player has a hockey rink. A luge athlete has a luge run. A skier has a ski slope. A basketball player, a basketball court. A baseball player, a baseball diamond. Football player, a field. You get it, right? So there's a field of play, no matter what the sport. So you'll hear me use that term fairly often. I'll also use the term game day. And game day, no matter what sport you play, there is a competition day where you're taking your skill set, your abilities, putting them on the field of play and showcasing them, and then walking away knowing that either you did really well or you have things to improve on. It really comes down to that. So withstanding challenges and taking advantage of opportunities. I want to talk about that today before we even lead into the abilities that I'm going to talk about shortly, so that you understand a framework, because everything that you do from here applies, right? Everything you do, every push-up you do, every sit-up you do, every sprint you run, every good piece of food you put in your mouth, every water bottle you ingest, it's all designed so that you can be better at withstanding challenges and taking advantage of opportunities. So let's talk about challenges. What are some of the challenges you might face? Well, I'll give you a few examples. A lot of times challenges are on the defensive side of anything that you do. All right. So any athlete, challenges usually come and put the athlete in defensive mode. So a challenge could be a soccer player who has the ball and they're running down the field and you are that other soccer player and you are trying to get the ball from them or make them make a bad pass or pass the ball to another teammate or take a bad shot at the cage. Right. Another challenge would be, let's say, a quarterback in football is getting rushed by another player and they have to get that pass off or they have to, before the player comes and tackles them, or they might have to dodge out of the way and then get a pass off. Or that quarterback, the challenge they may face is that, you know, the player they want to pass the ball to is covered. So the challenge for them is now they have to put the ball into a different place, maybe to another player, maybe to a different place on the field so that the player they wanted to pass to now gets a chance to catch the ball. Those are some challenges that a quarterback might face. I'll give you a basketball player challenge. You know, a challenge a basketball player has is that the player that they are defending against is a really good outside shooter. So the challenge is that defensively they need to be in position so that when that offensive shooter tries to shoot the ball from out far, they're there to be able to get a hand on it. Conversely, if that player decides to dribble around them, they need to break down, be in defensive position, and get in position to make that player take a bad shot, pass it to somebody else, or otherwise like mess up and dribble the ball off their foot and put it out of bounds. You know, those are challenges that happen on the field of play, and you can apply them to your sport. A lot of goalies, you know, I work with a ton of goalies in different sports, and many of the, you know, every ball or puck that's shot at them is a challenge, right? So again, a goalie's got to be in a good position to be able to make a save, to withstand that challenge. Maybe up until today, let's say they're young, they're high school age, and they've only faced weak shots, but now they're going to play up against some kids that are college age, and they're going to get some really heavy slap shots. Pucks that are coming to them faster than they've ever come before. That's a challenge that goalie has to face. Some of the challenges that athletes face that are off the field of play might be combines, physical testing, right? When I competed in the sport of luge, we had physical tests in order to make the team. We had to do how many pull-ups we could do in 10 seconds, how many push-ups we could do in 30 seconds. We did a 40-yard dash. We did a 1,600-meter run, which is roughly like a mile. We had a flexibility test. You know, we call them tests, but really what they were challenges. And we had to withstand those challenges. We had to find, get those base minimums in order to make the team. You know, so that's one set of challenges. Another set of challenges you might be facing are you might have to maintain a certain GPA in order to play. That might be induced by your parents. It might be induced by your coach or your school. Those are challenges. Drug testing is a challenge. Competing on a couple days rest, you know, like a baseball pitcher, you know, usually has a certain amount of days rest between starts where their arm can recover. Well, let's say there's a tournament coming up and or a playoff game, and the coach wants, you know, that best pitcher to pitch on an extra day or less, one less day's rest than they normally used to. Well, that's a challenge. So your ability to withstand those challenges is going to affect how you play and sometimes even your ability to play. Okay? So those are challenges. The other thing, the other side of this that we're really trying to do is we're trying to take advantage of opportunities. Okay? So what are opportunities? I'm going to break it down to you like this. You know, so most sports have a right-handed and a left-handed side. You know, that's one way to look at this. If you're a hockey player, I'm gonna get to you in a later video. But I deal with a lot of lacrosse players, a lot of basketball players, and what happens? A lot of them grow up and they're used to shooting the ball with one hand, and so they're dominant on their right hand more than their left hand. So what happens? They go into a game, and they're really looking for opportunities to go to their right side because that's all they've developed. But what happens is the game, every game is different. And so a game can give you opportunities to your left-hand side. But if you haven't developed that ability to go to your left-hand side, you can't take advantage of that opportunity. Okay? So you're really wasting your time. You know, think of LeBron James. You know, LeBron James is the greatest basketball player that's out there right now. One of, if you want to, I don't want to get in any arguments, but he's arguably one of the best basketball players out there. But you could talk about Steph Curry, you could talk about Russell Westbrook, you could talk about all these Kevin Durant, James Harden, all these other players. If they only had one hand, they would basically cut all of their opportunities in half. And they wouldn't be nearly the great player that they are today because they're basically coming to the game saying, hey, I'm only a righty or I'm only a lefty. And that's what a lot of young athletes do is they come to the game and they say, all right, here I am game. You know, it doesn't matter. Hockey, lacrosse, football, it doesn't matter. They say, I'm good going one way. So I'm going to take advantage of all those opportunities. And I might get them. But all those opportunities to the other side, I'm not very good there. And that's the frustration of pretty much every coach and parent on the planet is when they see an athlete on the field of play and they can only go one side and they can't take advantage of opportunities to another side, okay? So that's a kind of a general view of it. But every sport has that. Doesn't matter if you are an archer shooting on a windy day and all you've ever done is shoot indoors in a temperature-controlled environment. Well, you're missing now this opportunity to compete in a windy weather environment, okay? So let's take advantage of a hockey player. You know, a hockey player who only ever practices on one side of the ice, right? Well, coach says, hey, listen, I need a lefty. I need a left wing today, and we're short. I need you to play left wing. Well, if you go play left wing and you're horrible, but you could have been working on that in practice, you're missing out on an opportunity, not just an opportunity to play and go around a player in the field of play, but also the opportunity where a coach says, hey, I need you to go to the left side today. You know, can you do it? Yes or no? Well, if it's a yes, great. You've expanded your opportunities to play. But if it's a no, then you're not going to get that chance. Now, I've been around athletes and you know what happens with especially with young athletes, you know, take for example the sport of soccer. You know, kids are usually pretty good at kicking with their one strong side foot as opposed to their offside foot. So let's say you kick righty and your left foot's really weak. Well, it takes a lot of guts to try to use that left foot, especially in practice, because you might mess up. You know, you might not get the result you want. You know, if you shoot with that right foot, you're going to get the ball kind of where you want it to go. But if you use that left foot, it may go anywhere. The thing is, if you don't start using that weak side and developing a basically trying to get be bilateral, be good on both your right side and your left side, you're never going to have a chance to take advantage of those opportunities. You're going to miss them. And that starts as young as like U5 all the way up, okay? But the sooner you are able to adopt this understanding that your whole goal, everything you're practicing for, everything you're working on, is to basically withstand challenges and to take advantage of opportunities, you will now do more of those things in practice. You won't be looking at yourself as like you've got a strong foot or a strong hand or a weak foot or a weak hand. You'll be looking at it as like, I can take advantages on my right side, but I can't take advantage of as many on my left. So I'm going to work on my left today so that I can take advantage of more opportunities when it matters. Okay? So, little preview. In order to take advantage of opportunities and withstand challenges, successful athletes have three key abilities. And this is what we're going to cover in the next couple videos, is these three key abilities. And the abilities are this. You have a physical ability, you have a technical ability, and you have a tactical ability. Okay? So in order to be successful, you have a physical, a technical, and a tactical ability. The physical ability is your ability to do what it is you need to do on the field of play. Your technical ability is what those things are. So, you know, if you're a basketball player and you're shooting the ball, that's a technical ability. If you're making a pass or a bounce pass or a no-look pass, those are all technical abilities. Same thing's true with hockey or soccer or lacrosse. Same thing with skiing. You know, you're working on edges. These are all technical abilities. Your tactical ability is when you do what it is you do, okay? So you know, when do you pass? When do you shoot? When do you pull it out? When do you take it down the wing as opposed to in the middle of the field, which is rare, by the way. Okay, but the physical, technical, and tactical abilities are the three abilities that we need to work on. We're going to go on this in the next couple videos. What I want to leave you with today is this, okay? I want you to get a sheet of paper, get a notebook, a journal if you've got one, and make a list of all the challenges that you face in order to be good at your sport and even to play your sport. You know, some challenges that people don't talk much about is they've got stress at school. They've got stress at home, okay? They might have an illness. Those are challenges, okay? Now, I want you also to write a list of all the opportunities you have. What are opportunities that you have during a game? You know, on the field of play. What are some opportunities that you're able to take advantage of, but maybe some that you aren't able to take advantage of now and you wish you could, right? What are those? Also, let's start talking about the abilities. Now, I'm going to go over these again in the next couple days, but write down what you think your physical, technical, and tactical abilities are, okay? And let's start there. I'm going to leave you there today. Do your homework, okay? I'm glad you watched this. Don't put it off. Take some time, get a sheet of paper, or even, you know, make a note on your phone if you need to. That's even easier, okay? But think of all those things, your challenges and your opportunities and those three key abilities, and I'll see you in the next video tomorrow. Cheers.